future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
Today's show is going to have a slightly different format to it. We have the CEO and co-founder of SVK Crypto, Shane Kehoe, in the studio with us today. So let's get right into it. Shane, how's it going?
It's going well. And yourself, Charles?
I'm doing great. Better than the market is. So Shane, to kick things off, how has the last couple of weeks been for SVK Crypto?
Busy. We've been real busy at SVK Crypto HQ. We kicked off the month hosting the largest cryptocurrency and blockchain event here in the City of London. Of course, our listeners will know we do this monthly. The last event had over 600 people down, and it was a total roadblock. Really, really great event, and so appreciative to have all support from the community. London really feels like it's buzzing right now. Also, we decided that this year we also wanted to do a second event, a more intimate event on a monthly basis, and call it How to Get Into the Crypto Game, and kind of focus on people that maybe may not be up to speed as the main event, but certainly want to have a hunt for knowledge. And that's really going to be hosted by Charles and I. We had our first event on this month and it was really good. About 200 people down, a lot more of an intimate setup, and really just building our network. We also had Charles attend the Neo DevCon, which he has just been really formating, crystallizing, building his network of really cool people. And if you follow us on Twitter, on some of the other socials, especially his recent podcast, you'll have seen that he got the opportunity to hustle with the best of them. So I really thank you for doing that, Charles. I know it was a long way to go and jet lag killed you, but you're a young man, so you'll be well able for it. Also, our socials across all platforms have been growing really healthily, really positive about the feedback, the likes, the support, the retweets. So keep them coming in. And our biggest news probably this month is that we have been formulating our fund to take in external capital, which is going to launch, I think, at the end of Q1, start of Q2. So we're really excited about that. And also, I have a little bit of an exclusive. We're going to be moving into new offices in Shoreditch. And I'm happy to say that we have secured beautiful offices, almost like a warehouse type setup, wooden floors, exposed brick. And when we move in there in the next month and a half, we're going to be hosting some really cool intimate meetups for our crypto crowd. We're also going to have any ICOs that are coming into town. We're going to, of course, have them coming up to our office so that we can host them and socialize with them. And also, we're looking at taking the podcast and rolling it into more of a videographer type role, where we're going to have an in-house videographer so that we can come on daily and be more active on YouTube and have more of a bit of a face to the name. So really excited that we're growing the business exponentially.
With the current market sell-off, which I know is on everyone's minds, what has SVK Crypto been doing? Have you been adding to positions?
What do you think I've been doing? You know that I love a sale, right? You know I love a sale. And if people, investors, traders, institutional money, liked the prices a month ago, why wouldn't you like them now? Everything is on sale and I'm seeing amazing value right across the board. Of course I've been buying. But the first thing that you have to do when you manage capital is you have to understand why it's moving down. You have to understand the metrics of the market. You have to understand how fast it's moving down and where we think the bottom is going to be. So that's the first point. Understand what's driving the market. This is a sentiment-driven market. It's not a valuation. So news flow matters. And obviously, we've seen a lot of negative news, and we'll talk about that maybe in a little while. But that's been pushing down altcoins and the ICO market. But what I will point out is that it's not individual altcoins, or it's not some of our core holdings like Bitcoin and Ethereum. It's a devaluation right across the board. Everything is down. And the second thing that I do when I understand that the market is moving down is I look at my core positions and try to understand what's happening with those positions. And all week I've been reaching out to all the contacts that we have and all the positions that we hold, seeing if my conviction is still steadfast, making sure that there's not something incorrect with their plan or their pipeline or their technology. And I'm happy to say that on all the positions that we hold, my conviction is steadfast and I'm not a seller in this market. I am a buyer.
Perfect. I love that response. And for the listeners out there with positions that are currently negative, from your experience, what should they do?
Well, my experience as a hedge fund manager, as a trader, as an investor of almost 18 years is always to do the opposite in the market. So I'm always got a contrarian type view. I never get spooked out of positions. I'm always relaxed when I approach it. And for me now, I'm a buyer. Of course, everyone's situation is different. I don't know how they manage risk. I don't know where they got in or where they got out. But I tend to buy when everyone else is selling and I tend to sell when everyone else is buying. Remember, this market can stay irrational far longer than you can stay liquid. So if the pain has got too much, or your position sizing are too big, you know, live to fight another day. But certainly, if you haven't got into the market yet, or you're looking to deploy fresh capital, from my view on what we're doing is we're taking this as an opportunity to build onto to our core positions. And you have to be very disciplined in what you do. And I think that the price that you pay for an asset really determines your risk and your ultimate rate of return and the prices that we're seeing now. Not saying that this market can't continue to fall. I think that that's a fair point. I mean, I'm looking at some levels on Bitcoin coming down to 100 and 200 day moving averages, and that's usually around $6,000. So, you know, we could see further fall from that. I will also say the market always goes further. There's always more selling pressure. It always tends to overextend to the downside and the upside. So maybe we haven't seen that total flush out. But for me, I always like to dollar cost average in. And for me, I'm okay to start building on positions and adding to core positions at this level.
I love it. I love it. So staying bullish as always. How has SVK's investment strategy when entering positions played out in a market sell-off like we're experiencing now?
Our strategy really is to get in early, like super early. And on ICOs, we tend to get very involved early doors, as early as possible. In fact, I had a dinner with a lovely, lovely crypto enthusiast, great trader, who's very much in the scene last week. And he said to me, if you get to a Telegram page and there's over 500 people, you're too late. And that was very interesting. That resonated with me. So we really try to get in early on our ICOs. And I'm talking kind of pre-sales and private sales. Of course, the risk is a lot bigger back then. But we try to here at SVK dig in real quickly into the white paper, into the understanding of the protocol and the code. We try to see if they have a user case in adoption. And of course, we really dig into the team. If it's in one of the spaces which we really liked, which is probably more of a decentralized type of nature or a scaling nature, then we tend to put some initial capital in on preferential terms. Second of all, we always add to that position when the ICO comes onto the market. And as long as it continues to trade well and they keep on delivering, we keep on scaling in. Of course, if we see a big move up in price like we did in December, we take some profits off the table. You'd be a fool not to. We did it with Ripple. We did it with Bitcoin, which we trimmed around 16 and 17. And then also we sold all our Litecoin as well, just around the Charlie Lee story. So I think what's a very smart way to approach it is that if you get into a position and it moves in your favor, it's always nice to take your initial capital out and just leave the risk capital on. So we try to be very disciplined on how we approach, and we get in, get an early dollar cost average, and monitor the position on a daily basis and really keep up to see what's going on with their underlying project.
Perfect. And one of the questions that many viewers have been tweeting us and emailing myself is, what opportunities do you see out there with the current market conditions? What is something that excites you, and what are the kind of assets you're looking at the minute?
There's lots of opportunities out there. First of all, let's look at Bitcoin. Really love it around the $6,000 level. If it got down there, I'd be a long buyer. Ethereum. Also, we've been big buyers of Ethereum. We're always looking to hold Ether in order to get into ICOs. If it got anywhere close to the $500 mark, I'd be getting long in size. Bitcoin Cash as well. Really, really like that. $900 is probably my level. Could bounce from there. Of course, we really like Cardano, ADA, anywhere near 30 cents, I would be a buyer. Really like that. NEO, of course, well, I just hear more and more positive things about NEO. So I would be very, very bullish on that. I'm probably looking for an entry on NEO. I'd say kind of around here about the $80, I'd be happy to start scaling in. Of course, the ticker on that is NEO. And of course, another holding, full disclosure there, Charles, is QSP. I really liked it around the 20 cent level. It looks like it's just broke that now. I think it's trading at about 18 cents, down 26% on the day. Ouch. But I really like QuantStamp. We've done a lot of work on it, and I think that it will outperform the market once it returns. These are only some of my picks. Of course, I could go on. Everything is on sale right now. So I think you really got to ask your question. Do you believe in cryptocurrencies? Do you believe the revolutionary aspects of the blockchain? Do you believe the people and personnel that have spent their time, left jobs to start these companies? Do you believe in the tech? Do you believe in the decentralized nature? If you do, then you got to buy. If you don't, then that's fair enough. You got to leave. But I think we believe, and we're going to bet our bottom dollar on it, and we're going to put our money to work. And in a year's time, because we're long term on this, in a year's time, the market will prove us right.
Said with true conviction, which I think is the key word and the key takeaway from what you just said. I was also wondering, on a kind of a side note, with regards to ICOs and the current market sell-off, do you think it's still a good time to participate in ICOs? Do you think it's something that maybe you should take a stand back from, if you like? Or what's your views on that per se?
I think with ICOs, they are raising money a lot of times for projects that they haven't executed yet. So it's almost venture capital. It's crowdfunding. So you have the highest amount of risk. However, I think you've got to look at every ICO individually, because just because it's an ICO doesn't mean it's similar, obviously. So there is a lot of different price points. There's a lot of different valuation metrics. There is a lot of market capitalization after they list on a fully dilutive basis. Of course, some are deflationary. Some are inflationary, where they have more tokens that they'll release. So you really have to look at the overall team. It's such a big one for us. Team is really the first thing.
And execution
and the ability to add token holder value, just like shareholder value on an IPO. But of course, I think that there are some amazing opportunities out there for ICO. And it all comes down to the scalability type projects that we're looking at, the decentralized type nature. You know, I always talk about decentralized exchanges and the Next Exchange. Check that out. It's Next exchange.org. looks a very compelling case coming down the road with an ICO on the NEO platform. But think long term. Sure, that there's been a lot of momentum, there's been a lot of hype in the space, but you really want to find the projects that can deliver in the long term. So yeah, I do think it's a space that you have to focus on. I do think there's some amazing investments, but you have to go into it with your eyes wide open, and remember, only ever invest what you can afford to lose, and have that long-term view, and everything will be okay.
Perfect. Well, we have you on the show. From your 18 years of investment experience, what's one key thing our listeners can take away from this market sell-off?
Oh, you know I'm going to love this, Charles. You know I'm going to love this, right? You know I'm such a trader at heart, right? I think, let me think of something very current, which is going to be helpful. For me, you always got to contain your emotions and you always got to remain disciplined. It's core. It's absolutely core. Clear all the market noise. Take that out of your head. Forget about all the sentiment that's pushed down the market. It's happened. You couldn't get ahead of that. You don't have a crystal ball. And there's been a lot of negative sentiment. I mean, just look at what we've seen. We've seen BitConnect with talk about some type of Ponzi scheme. We've seen the Coincheck hack of 500 million in Japan. We've seen Arise Bank, which was a 600 million ICO shut down by the SEC. Of course, we've seen decentralized systems originally being supported by the likes of centralized systems, i.e. Facebook. And then a couple of weeks later, Facebook coming out and banning Bitcoin ads. We've also seen just recently the refusal of credit cards issuers allowing you to buy crypto. And you've seen guys like Vanguard, which are a big money manager in the States, announcing that they won't create vehicles for the asset class. So we've had a barrage of negative sentiment and news, and that's really, really pushed down the market. But what I will say is contain your emotions, maintain your discipline, clear all the market noise. Think with a clear head and ask yourself the question, do you believe in crypto? And if it's yes, then deploy capital. When there's blood on the street is when you make the best returns. Buy when everyone else is selling. And when this market runs up, like I know it will, don't be a fool. Take some profit. Feel good. Cash in some money. You don't have to sell all your position. Just take out your initial investment and go buy yourself something. Go and enjoy yourself. Do whatever you got to do, but don't just stick it all on black and thinking you're going to make it. Manage risk, look at the market, get an understanding of what's going on, and then when you're moving to a profit stage, take some money off the table. There's no better way to feel good. You never go broke taking a profit, and now is the time to start looking at these entries and have a long-term view on it and enjoy the ride. You know I do.
Whoa, you heard it from the man himself, Shane Kehoe. Shane, I want to say on behalf of all of the listeners out there and myself, thank you so much for making it on the show today. And thank you for your insight. As always, you deliver and you execute. And we thank you for your time today. I know you're super busy.
Charles, thank you very much. I'm coming off the weekend of a weekend in Dublin of a stag party. I got back to London late last night. I've been in the office since 7 o'clock this morning. It's now 20 past 7 in the evening, so I've put in a proper shift today, but I managed to nail it. But listen, I also wanted to say thank you very much, Charles. You're doing a great job. You killed it over at DevCon. We've met some amazing people, and Charles, I know, is lining up some amazing deals for the crypto crowd. So if you're not already on it, we've started a Telegram, which is SVK crowd. So get yourselves on that, connect with us, and of course please repost, like, share, send us emails, keep involved in the community. We just love the support, and we really, really appreciate it. We want to get to know everybody out there, and we want to be helpful as much as possible. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate it. It looks like I gotta get out of here. I gotta bounce. Thanks, Charles.
All right, guys, that's a wrap. We gotta bounce. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.